Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. A recent release from the ensemble Zefiro, led by oboist Alfredo Bernardini, presents 3 out of 4 of Bach's orchestral overture suites, plus 2 orchestral arrangements of the opening chorale movements of cantatas 119 and 194. There are lots of recordings of Bach's orchestral suites. This one zeroes in on Bach's associations with France and the incorporation of the French style into his music. Before the age of internet and air travel, cultural exchange wasn't nearly as easy as it is today. The world has, in a very real sense, gotten much smaller. Yet even without leaving Germany, Bach had regular contact with French musicians and dancing masters from a young age. That Bach drew inspiration, at least in part, from Lullian fashions and contemporary French music in his 4 suites is obvious with their characteristic rhythmic overtures and subsequent dance movements. While it is not Zefiro's focus here, it is worth pointing out that the influence of the Italian concerto form is also apparent, especially in the fast imitative B sections of the overtures. But back to Bach à la française. Let's listen to one of Bach's French dance movements, the Courant, from his 1st suite. Interestingly, Bach's Courant sounds pretty similar to another Courant written by the French composer Jean-Ferry Rabel in his compendium of dances, Le Cercle de la Danse. Just for fun, let's listen to some of Rabel's Courant. And Box again. Rabel's Le Cercle de la Danse, published in Paris in 1715, was widely circulated in Europe as an example of the French dance forms in fashion. Listening to the Bach and Rabel back-to-back, it sure seems possible that Bach knew Rabel's piece and modeled his own Courant after the French composers. None of the autographs of Bach's overture suites have survived, so there are some questions about their original instrumentation. The suites were probably first written during Bach's years in Köthen, around 1720, give or take a few years. Bach brought them out again in the 1730s for the Collegium Musicum concerts, which he managed after having moved to Leipzig. In his liner note, Zefiro's director, Alfredo Bernardini, points out that Bach likely reworked the suites for the Collegium. He proposes that the 3rd suite, for example, could possibly have first been conceived for strings alone, the addition of oboes, bassoons, trumpets, and timpani coming only later. And he makes a similar case for an original 4th suite without trumpet or timpani parts. On their recording, however, there is no missing the winds. The ensemble Zefiro was formed in 1989 by oboists Alfredo Bernardini and Paolo Grazzi and the bassoonist Alberto Grazzi, explicitly to specialize in 18th century repertoire that gives particular prominence to wind instruments. So, of course, they perform the largest scale verses of the suites with full winds. But even without knowing Zefiro's founding history, once you listen through the disc, you just might guess that an oboist leads the group, There are only a sparse few movements on the entire disc in which the oboes don't play. It's wonderful, but by the end of the program, my ears feel super sweet, almost like a tummy that has eaten only ice cream for dinner. The recording balance does tend to favor the oboe as well, the core string sound held a bit too much in the distance for my taste. Recording balance aside, the unabashedly oboe-centric program is appealing, and its dedication to the late oboist Bruce Haynes, as one who inspired many generations of musicians and music lovers, is a tender memorial to the wonderful oboist and musicologist that the early music community lost in 2011. We've been listening to the opening of the fourth orchestral suite. Interestingly, Bach later reworked this overture to include a four-part chorus in his Cantata 110. Here's a taste of Cantata 110, the material from the fourth orchestral suite, now with an added choir. Zefiro has taken Bach's reworking as a cue to do a couple of their own adaptations on this disc. Looking to other cantatas that begin with a chorus composed after this same overture form, Zefiro has taken the freedom to backwards reconstruct instrumental overtures from the opening choruses of Bach cantatas BWV 119 and 194 in a sort of music minus one. Let's do one more comparison. Here is the chorus entry of Bach's Cantata 194. And now, here is Zefiro's rather convincing reconstructed instrumental version. Well, that's it for this time. If you would like to add another recording of Bach's orchestral suites to your listening library, you can find a link to Zefiro's release on our website. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org, and while you're there, have a look at our archive of podcasts and shows. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.